What do psychedelics do to brainwaves? Brain oscillations, the rhythmic waves of electrical activity that neuroscientists call brainwaves, are how the brain coordinates itself, spanning frequencies from under 1 hertz to over 100 hertz and binding neurons into working assemblies. Buzaki and Dragoon, 2004. Classic serotonergic psychedelics don't speed these rhythms up. They quiet them. Using magnetoencephalography, researchers found that psilocybin caused a broadband collapse of cortical oscillatory power, and that the specific drop in alpha-band rhythms over the visual cortex tracked the intensity of the visual experience. Muthukumaraswamy and Carhart-Harris, 2013. DMT does the same to alpha, while increasing slow delta and theta waves at the peak of the visionary state. Timmerman et al., 2019. We tend to picture the brain as a network of wires, neurons firing signals down cables. But that picture misses something essential: timing. A brain is not just a circuit. It is an orchestra. And like any orchestra, it runs on rhythm. Populations of neurons rise and fall together in coordinated waves, and it is the tempo and synchrony of those waves, not just which neurons fire, but when, that lets the brain bind a color to a shape, a sound to a meaning, a moment to a self. Brain oscillations are the deep grammar of the mind. And one of the most revealing things about psychedelics is what they do to that grammar. They don't scramble it randomly. They systematically turn down the volume on the brain's loudest rhythms, and in that quieting, the world transforms. The brain keeps time. Put an electrode near the cortex, and you will not hear a steady hum. You will hear rhythm. Waves of electrical activity rising and falling as large populations of neurons synchronize their firing. Neuroscientists sort these brainwaves by frequency. Slow delta, under 4 hertz in deep sleep. Theta, 4-8 hertz in memory and navigation. Alpha, 8 to 12 hertz, the idling rhythm of a relaxed, eyes-closed brain. Beta, 12-30 hertz in active thinking. And fast gamma, 30-100 plus hertz, when the brain binds features into a unified percept. These are not epiphenomena, not just the exhaust of a working brain. As Gyorgy Buzaki and Andreas Dragoon argued in a landmark review, cortical oscillations span an extraordinary 5 orders of magnitude and frequency, are preserved across mammalian evolution, and do real computational work. They bias which inputs get through, bind scattered neurons into temporary assemblies, and open windows for synaptic plasticity. Buzaki and Dragoon, 2004. Rhythm is how a brain, made of billions of slow, noisy cells, manages to act as one. It is the clock, the conductor, and the filing system all at once. Alpha, the brain's idling rhythm and its gatekeeper. Of all the brain waves, alpha is the one to watch. It dominates the resting human brain, strongest over the back of the head where vision is processed, and for a long time it was dismissed as mere idling. That view has been overturned. Alpha is now understood as an active, inhibitory rhythm, a gate. When alpha power is high over a brain region, that region is being suppressed, held offline. When alpha drops, the region is released to process information. Alpha is how the brain allocates attention by silencing what it wants to ignore. This connects alpha directly to the brain's predictive machinery. In the predictive coding view, the cortex constantly imposes top-down expectations on incoming sensation, and alpha rhythms are thought to carry some of that top-down control, the confident priors that shape and constrain what we perceive. High alpha is the sound of the brain trusting its own model of the world and filtering the senses accordingly. Which raises an obvious question: what happens to perception if you turn the alpha down? UTW psilocybin mushroom treats. The broadband collapse. In 2013, a team led by Suresh Muthukumaraswamy and Robin Carhart-Harris put people in a magnetoencephalography scanner, a device that reads the magnetic fields of brain rhythms with millisecond precision, and gave them intravenous psilocybin. The expectation for a drug that produces such a vivid, energized inner world might have been a surge of activity. The opposite happened. Psilocybin caused a broadband desynchronization. Spontaneous oscillatory power fell across a wide range of frequencies, dropping from roughly 1 to 50 hertz in posterior cortex, and even more widely in the front of the brain, Muthukumaraswamy et al., 2013. The paper's title said it plainly: broadband cortical desynchronization underlies the human psychedelic state. Two details make this profound. First, the largest power reductions were centered on the hubs of the default mode network, the same self-referential system whose quieting is linked to ego dissolution. Second, and most strikingly, the drop in alpha power over the visual and parietal cortex correlated with the intensity of the visual effects. The more the brain's alpha gate fell silent, the more the visions came. Turn down the rhythm that normally suppresses and constrains, and the constrained is set free. DMT. Alpha falls, the deep waves rise. The pattern generalizes with a revealing twist. When Christopher Timmerman and colleagues ran the first placebo-controlled EEG study of intravenous DMT, they again found that the drug suppressed alpha and beta power and increased the diversity and the entropy of the brain's signal. But at the very peak of the experience, as the eyes-closed visionary world took over, something else emerged. A surge of slow delta and theta rhythms, particularly over medial temporal regions, Timmerman et al. In 2019. That combination, alpha collapsing while theta and delta rise, is telling, because it resembles the rhythmic signature of dreaming. The authors suggested the brain may switch from processing the outside world to running an internally generated one, which is exactly how the DMT breakthrough feels. Not a distortion of this world, but immersion in another. The rhythms that normally anchor us to external reality fade, and the rhythms of the inner visionary brain rise to take their place. It is a striking neural echo of the experiences people report at the deepest end of the psychedelic range. Join the OIW sacrament, the oldest prayer remembered. The gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first. A free, live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation. Why quieting the rhythm opens the mind? It seems paradoxical that less synchronized, rhythmic activity would produce more experience. But it fits a coherent story that runs through modern psychedelic neuroscience. Ordinary waking consciousness is, in part, a highly ordered, rhythmically constrained state. The brain's powerful oscillations enforce structure, filter input, and keep the system locked to its habitual patterns and its model of the self. Strong, orderly rhythms mean a tightly governed mind. When psychedelics collapse that oscillatory order, they release the brain from some of that governance. This is the rhythmic face of the entropic brain hypothesis. Desynchronization raises the brain's entropy, expanding the range of states it can explore and loosening the grip of its dominant patterns. It is also the rhythmic side of the global workspace and predictive coding stories. With alpha's top-down gate turned down, more of the brain's normally suppressed activity breaks through into awareness. The quieting of the rhythm is not a shutting down, it is an opening. Rhythm, music, and entrainment. There is a reason the language of brainwaves is the language of music. Frequency, resonance, harmony, tempo. The brain's rhythms can be nudged by external ones, a phenomenon called entrainment, which is part of why music is woven so deeply into psychedelic practice across cultures. A drum beat, a chant, a carefully chosen playlist can push and pull on the brain's oscillations, guiding the arc of an experience. In the psychedelic state, with the brain's own rhythms loosened and destabilized, it may become unusually susceptible to being moved by sound. The outer rhythm and the inner rhythm finding each other? The mystics who paired the medicine with the drum understood something the oscilloscope is only now confirming. The honest cautions. This is a real and replicated body of work, but it should be held with care. The finding that psychedelics reduce oscillatory power and desynchronize the cortex is robust across psilocybin, LSD, and DMT, and across MAG and EEG, it is one of the more solid results in the field. The interpretation, though, that this desynchronization is the mechanism of expanded consciousness, or that specific rhythms map cleanly onto specific features of experience, remains an active, evolving area of research. Brainwaves are a coarse, summary measure of staggeringly complex activity. A drop in alpha power is a real signal, but it is a long way from a full explanation of a vision. And none of this is clinical guidance. These studies use pharmaceutical-grade compounds, precise intravenous dosing, screened participants, and controlled settings. Psychedelics are powerful, are not safe for everyone, including people with a personal or family history of psychosis or bipolar disorder, and remain illegal in most places. The neuroscience of brain rhythms is a way of understanding the experience, not a recipe for having one. The music beneath the mind. Strip a thought down far enough and you find a rhythm. The brain thinks in waves, binding, gating, timing, and filtering the world through the rise and fall of its oscillations. Ordinarily, those rhythms hold us in a stable, well-governed, familiar reality. What the psychedelic studies reveal is how much of that reality is a matter of tempo. Quiet the loudest rhythms, release the alpha gate, and the boundaries soften, the visions rise, the self loosens its hold. The mind, it turns out, is a kind of music, and consciousness may be less about the notes than about the rhythm that arranges them. Change the rhythm, and you change the mind. OTW. Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. The studies described here were conducted with controlled doses in supervised research settings. Psychedelics are controlled substances, are not safe for everyone, and nothing here is a recommendation to use them.